Let's be turning to 1 John chapter 5. Now, I want to, by God's grace, I want to preach this message as clearly and as simply as I can. The preaching that edifies my own heart is that preaching that goes word by word, phrase by phrase, sentence by sentence, and just shows us what the Word of God says. That's preaching that blesses my heart, and that's how I want to preach to you. In Nehemiah 8:8, it says, they read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly, and gave the sense, and caused them to understand the reading. And that's what I want to do. I want to read God's Word, and I want to give you the sense of what it means. Only God can give you an understanding in the heart, a revelation in the heart, but I want to at least clearly state what the sense of the Scripture means and trust that you at least have it in your head. I trust God to give it to you in your heart. Now, here we go in verse 10. Well, let's begin and refresh our memory here. Back up in verse 6. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. Now here's our text. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now notice John's reason for writing these things. He said, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. That you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe. That is, that you may be grown in faith, so that you continue believing on the name of the Son of God. Now, my subject tonight is he that believeth not. Now, he that believeth on the Son of God, he says here, he hath the witness in himself. And I want you to see what that means. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not calls God a liar. Now, eternal life is the gift of God given in His Son. He is eternal life. He's God's gift. Eternal life is the gift of God given in His Son. And the gospel is that simple. God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. And the gospel is this narrow. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. It's that narrow. It's as narrow as Christ. If you have Christ, you have life. If you have not Christ, you have not life. You hear me talk about salvation being a person. It's the person of God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I pray God will use this message to give you that believe assurance that you may know you have eternal life. I pray He would strengthen you in faith to continue believing on the Son of God. And I pray for you that don't have faith, that God would use it to give you faith in Christ. Now, first of all, God has put His witness within every believer. He says in verse 10, "He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself." He told us all about that witness of God. The six witnesses, the three in heaven and the three in earth. And then he says, "And he that believeth on the Son of God, he hath the witness within himself." Now you notice this word "believeth," that ETH ending, that old English ETH ending means ongoing present action. It's presently taking place and it's ongoing. Assurance is not by looking back to a time and a place where you believe. That's not assurance. Assurance is believing on the Son of God right now. Do you believe on the Son of God right now? Faith believes on Him now. And what is it to believe on the Son of God? What is that? It's to cast all our care upon Him. Peter said, "God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." When you came in here and you sat down in that pew, you cast all your weight on that pew. Every bit of your weight you put on that pew. Believing on Christ is to cast all your care on Christ. Cast it all on Him. Not partly on Him. If you partly put your weight on that pew and partly tried to hold yourself up, you wouldn't rest. You wouldn't last very long. You'd grow weary. You wouldn't have any rest. If we try to partly believe on Christ and partly carry our own weight, or try to partly save ourselves, we won't find any rest whatsoever. We have to cast all our eternal care and all our earthly care, all our care upon the Lord Jesus Christ. He that believeth on the Son of God. He says, right now, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. Now, for you that believe, God the Father has sent the Holy Spirit into you. And He's given you this witness. He's borne witness of the Son of God and brought you to know Him and to believe on Him. So that you know that God's testimony, God's record, God's witness of His Son, you know it's true. You know it's true. Look back up at 1 John, there at verse 6, and he says, "This is He that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood, and it's the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is true." And our text says, "And he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself." The Spirit of God. You have the Spirit of God within yourself. Look at 1 John 2, verse 20. Here's what he's saying to us, what he's been declaring all along here throughout this text. 1 John 2, 20. "You have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. I've not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth." You know the truth. You know that the Son of God is salvation. You have the Father and the Son. And look at verse 25, 1 John 2:25. "And this is the promise that He hath promised us, eternal life." The gospel is the record. The gospel is the testimony of God. It's the witness of God that Christ is the Son of God, that He is the salvation of His people. And it's a secret to this world. This gospel is a secret to this world. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. This message is a total mystery. It's a secret to the world. Look there at verse 1. Paul said, "I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God." That's the same word. I came declaring to you the record of God. Now look down at verse 6. He says, "We speak wisdom among them that are perfect." Remember, John said, God has put His perfect love in you. That's what Paul's talking about. Amongst them whom God has put His perfect love in you, we speak in wisdom. He says, "But it's not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery." That word means it's a secret. It's a secret. He says, even the hidden wisdom, it's kept secret. It's hidden on purpose. He says, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Verse 10, he says, it's that which God hath revealed unto us by His Spirit. Verse 12, he says, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. The psalmist said this, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. And He will show them His covenant. What's He talking about? The secret of the Lord. He's talking about this gospel. He's talking about this gospel of the Son of God being the salvation of His people. The world can hear it with these ears. They can't hear it with spiritual ears. They can hear it intellectually, but they can't hear it with faith. It's a secret, and it's hidden. It's a hidden secret, a hidden mystery, and it's kept hidden on purpose. Our Lord Jesus Christ was talking to the religious men of His day, and He said, "We can't do anything to please you. We pipe, and you won't dance. We mourn, you won't cry." And He looked up to heaven, and He said, "Father, Lord of heaven and earth, I thank Thee, because Thou hast hidden these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them to babes." You see, this thing has to be revealed. It has to be revealed. And by the witness that God's put in us, He's revealed the mystery. And so by this witness, we believe and we know. What do we know? We know Christ is the only way. He's the only way. He's the only truth. He's the only life. And no man can come to the Father but by Him. We know this. By this witness that God's put within us, we know this is so. And we believe Him. We believe God's record. We believe what He's declared. We believe His witness. We know it and we bear witness. We bear witness that He's true, that God's record is true. Who hath believed our report, Isaiah said? Who's believed the record? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed, He said. He's revealed it to us by this witness. We know what we are, and we know who Christ is. I'm the sinner. I know this. I know I am the sinner. I'm the helpless sinner. And I know that He's the Savior. He's the God-man mediator. He's God in human flesh that the Father sent to be the salvation of His people. I know this. I know that by this witness that's in me, I know I was the captured, condemned prisoner. I was taken captive under the curse and condemnation of the law. But I know this by this witness that Christ Jesus the Lord is the Redeemer. He came and with His own blood He purchased me and He purchased all His people and He reconciled us to God. He brought us back into friendship with the God we had offended. I'm the helpless, dead sinner. He's my physician. He's the great physician. He came and poured that oil in, Kevin. And now I'm complete in Him. And so is all those that have been born of Him. I'm a sinner still. But He's right now, He's my advocate with the Father. He's my righteousness before the Father. He's the propitiation for my sins and for all the sins of His people all over this world. This is what we know. We know this. We're assured of this by this witness that's in us. We believe it. We know it. And we bear witness that everything God says of His Son is true. We know that by His one offering, He's perfected forever them that are sanctified. He's everything we need to be accepted of God. Is that clear? Do you hear this? This is God's record. He's saying His Son is everything a sinner needs to be accepted of Holy God. Well, there's something else. The Spirit of God bears witness, giving us assurance that we are the sons of God. He gives us assurance that we are the sons of God that we might know that we have eternal life. When He says here that we have the witness in us, He's saying we have the thing witnessed. That's called a metonymy. He's putting the thing witnessed, or He's saying witness for the thing that is witnessed. He told us up there that Christ's blood and His righteousness, the blood of His righteousness and the water of His sanctification that typically poured from His side, we have Christ's righteousness. We have the blood of His righteousness. We have that sanctification Christ is. We have this. He said there that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit bear witness. We have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. We have Him in us. He said there that He spoke of the Holy Spirit giving eternal life in His Son. We have eternal life. We have it. We have the fruit of the Spirit. We have joy. And we have peace in believing, peace with God. We have hope, a good hope. We have this by the Spirit of God. Love, joy, peace, hope. We have this within us. Christ said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you." You know that means this is of utmost importance. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life." He has it. That's what he said, "I'm writing to you that believe on the Son of God that you might know you have eternal life." And he's saying here, "He that believeth hath the witness in him." You have that which is already what is witnessed. You have eternal life. You have it. You have it. Look back up at chapter 4 and look at verse 13. "Hereby know we that we dwell in Him and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit." He's given us the Spirit. He's put the witness in us. And what happened? We've seen. By God-given faith, we have seen. John here is an eyewitness. He began this letter saying, let me read it to you. He began the letter saying, "That which was from the beginning, which we've heard, which we've seen with our eyes, which we've looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life, for the life was manifested, and we've seen, we bear witness, we bear record, we testify, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we've seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." But now, he says in 1 John 4:13, because you dwell in Him and He dwells in you. He says He's given you of His Spirit. He says, now you've seen. We've seen by God-given faith. We've seen. We're witnesses. Faith is the evidence of things not seen, the substance of things hoped for. We've seen. We've seen and we've heard. And we testify, we bear witness ourselves that God's record is true. We say this testimony of God is a true testimony. Christ is salvation. Christ is life. Christ is everything God says He is in His Word. We testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. His record's true. And whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. He said, he has the witness in himself. He has that which God promised when he bore witness to us, when he testified to us. He said, believe on my Son, and you'll have eternal life. John says, you believe on him, you have it. You dwell in him who is eternal life, and he dwells in you. You have the witness in yourself. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So he that believeth hath the witness in himself. Do you believe God? Does anybody here believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is everything God says He is? You believe He's the Son of God? You believe He's the Christ? You believe He's salvation? You believe He's all your hope? You have the witness in you. You have the witness in you. And you know that God is true. You know God's true, don't you? You can testify. You can say, I bear witness. What God is saying is true. It's true. I know it's true. And I'm in Him that's true. We know we have eternal life as sons of God, and we bear record that God's witness is true. Look down at verse 1 John 5:20. Verse 19. Look at verse 19. We know that we're of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know Him that's true, and we are in Him that is true. See how he's saying that? We know Him that is true, and we're in Him that is true. We're saying He's true. He's truth. He's true. Everything He bore record of is true. And we're in Him. We know this. And we know Him. Even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God. This is eternal life. That's what... Don't you know that? You that believe Him, you know that. You know Jesus Christ is God, and you know He is eternal life. He that hath received His testimony hath set to His seal that God is true. Now, what does God say about those that believe not? Now, that's so of those that believe. What does He say about those that believe not? Look at verse 10. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar. He doesn't say God's true. He says God's a liar. Because he believeth not the record that God gave of His Son. Now, for you sitting here that do not believe, I wouldn't do anything in the world to hurt you. I would not do anything to hurt you. And for that reason, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you what God says. This is what God says right here. For everybody that does not believe on God's Son, right here, right now, God says that by not believing His record, you're calling God a liar. For our young people, Charles Spurgeon was a preacher in the 1800s in London, England. He pastored a church that I believe had somewhere in the neighborhood of 3,500 members. It's a large congregation. And a woman came to Mr. Spurgeon one day, and she was troubled. And he preached the gospel to her. He told her. He said, this is the Son of God. He's salvation. He's all that God has for His people is in Christ. It's freely given to all who believe on Him. He told her, believe on Him. And she replied and said, I cannot believe on Christ. I cannot believe on Christ. And he said, okay. He said, I want you to stand up right now, right where you are. And I want you to yell loud as you can. And I want you to tell God, God, I think you're a liar. And she said, oh, I wouldn't dare do that. And he said, well, you did it just now when you said you couldn't believe on Him. And he said, in every minute that passes that you don't believe on Christ, you're calling God a liar. That's what God says. Right here in His Word, God says every time we hear this gospel preached, we're hearing God Himself bear record. Did you know that? Did you know that that's what this is? The preaching of the Word of God is God testifying, bearing witness of His Son. Let me read back over there in 1 Corinthians 2. I read it to you. Let me read it to you again. 1 Corinthians 2:1. Paul said, when I came to you, brethren, I came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. He said, I came declaring the witness of God. I came declaring the record of God. This is God's testimony of His Son. That's why He said, I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Because this is the Word of God's own Son. This is God the Father declaring that His Son is salvation, that He's eternal life, that He's the wisdom and the righteousness and the holiness and the redemption that He's provided for His people. God's declaring in His Word when the gospel is preached, this is the prophet that's going to teach my people the gospel. This is my Son. He's the great high priest who represents me to, represents my people to me. He declares, this one right here is the King. He's the King of my kingdom. He's over all the kingdom. And His people are His servants that willingly bow to Him and confess He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. This is my Son. Salvation is in no other but my Son. That's what God says every time this gospel is being preached. He's bearing record, testifying this is His Son. And God says, by your unbelief, every time you're calling God a liar. Why? Look there, verse 10. Because he believeth not the record that God gave of His Son. That's a serious charge, isn't it? What is the record? What's the testimony of God? Here it is. It's very simple. Listen to this. This is the record, verse 11, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He has the thing witnessed. He has life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now remember, John's writing to believers here. You that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you might know that you have eternal life and that your faith might be strengthened in Christ to continue. That's why he's writing this. That's why he's writing this. And I'm saying for you that don't believe, I pray God to give you this in your heart, and you'll begin to believe on it for the first time. Now, this is God's record. This is God's own witness, God's own testimony of His Son. First off, it says God hath given to us eternal life. It's free. He's given it. It's a gift. You can't work for this. You can't earn this. You can't go to the law and try to work out and righteousness and make yourself good enough that God will receive you. There's no cleaning up your act before you come to Christ. You can't try to get straightened up a little before you come to Him. People will say that, you know, well, I'm going to try to turn over a new leaf and sort of clean up my act a little bit, then I'm going to come to Christ. Nope. You got to, only way you can be qualified to come to Him is to have no worthiness in yourself. That's the secret of this thing. You can't come to Him and be received of Him if you bring any goodness of your own. If you bring anything that qualifies you to come to Him, you can't come to Him. You have to come empty with all your sin, confessing to Him that you need mercy. It's free. He's given this. It's free through faith in Christ, believing on Him. See, faith is opposite to works. Faith is the direct opposite to works. Faith rests it all upon Christ. It's like you're resting it all on that pew right there. All who believe on His Son, everybody that casts their care on Him, they say this record's true. Yes, God is true. This record is true. We have the witness. We know His record's true. We bear witness. God's record is true. And we have the thing witnessed in us right now. He's given us eternal life by His Son. And everybody that does not believe this, that continues in their works for salvation, they're saying, I don't believe the record of God. I don't believe God's testimony. Look at the next thing. God hath given to us eternal life. Now, you know what that means? If He's given to us eternal life, that means we didn't have it. No sinner comes into this world possessing eternal life. We come into this world dead in trespasses and in sins. If we're going to have life, God gives us eternal life. He gives it. He gives it. He must give us eternal life. He gives it through faith in His Son. He gives you spiritual life and gives you faith, and you come and believe on Him, and He says, you have eternal life. It's yours. It's free. And then look at this. God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. It's in Christ Jesus, the Son of God. There's life in no other. Now, that one who believes, he says, the witness of God is true. I'm a sinner. I don't have eternal life. God's given me eternal life, and this life's in His Son. He declares God is true. He's got the witness in himself, and he bears witness. But that one who says, no, I'm not that bad a sinner. I'm not so bad that I have to have Christ to do everything for me. I'm not that bad. God says, if we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His Word's not in us. That's what He's saying to us right here. Look at this. This is the record right here. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Now, this is it right here. This is where the rubber meets the road. Do you believe on the Son of God? I can't answer that. Nobody else can answer that for you. You're the only one that can answer that for you. Do you believe on the Son of God? Then you have the Son. If you believe on the Son of God, you have the Son and you have life. That's what He says. He that hath the Son hath life. That's God's record. Now that ought to assure you and give you the greatest comfort you could ever have. That ought to be the end of all the doubting. God says, if you believe on His Son, you have life. Now, here's the next question. Do you not believe on the Son of God? It's either one or the other. We either believe on the Son of God or we don't believe Him. If you don't believe on the Son of God, then you don't have the Son and you do not have life. That ought to terrify you. For the believer that has the Son and has eternal life, that ought to be full assurance to you. God's record ought to be full assurance so you know, that's it, I know I have eternal life. But for those that do not believe on the Son of God, God says you don't have life. That ought to terrify us. That ought to make you cry out for mercy to God right now. And not give Him any rest until He has mercy on you. Verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. If you believe on Christ, but you don't have assurance to know that you have eternal life, John's telling us how God gives us assurance right here. It's through hearing God's testimony, His record, that His Son is eternal life. It's through hearing the blessed gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't have assurance, give yourself to hear this gospel, because this is how God gives it. Don't look back to a time or a place, and don't look to you. Assurance is in His Son. It's through faith in His Son. And if you're sitting here right now and you don't have faith at all, this is how He gives faith, and this is how He strengthens faith, through the gospel of His Son. If you don't have faith in Christ, you know what I'd do? I'd go home and I'd search this scripture. I'd listen to this message when it's downloaded. I'd look these scriptures up. And I would give some due diligence to see if I can't find out who God is. See if I can't find out who His Son is. And maybe, if God gives you the grace to do that, He might just give you grace in your heart and give you faith to believe Him. He says, if you walk in the light that I've given you, I'll give you more light. That's what He said. And He said, and he that won't walk in the light, Christ said, from him will be taken the light that he does have. Now, I pray God make us give ourselves to this work. This is how He gives you everything. Right here. Assurance strengthens you in faith. It's all right here in His gospel. In Christ the Lord. Amen.